Hey guys, it's Kiki, and I'm here to recap episode 5 of In Just Like That, entitled Tragically Hip. So the episode opens with Carrie and Samantha. Carrie and Seema. Carrie's going to show Seema her brownstone apartment. They start to walk up the stairs and Carrie is using an umbrella. And Seema's like, girl, what the hell are you doing? And Carrie's like, oh, you know, I got this lower back problem. And they get up to the brownstone apartment. Seema's like, girl, let me call my cousin. He can look at your back. I'll get you an appointment ASAP. So they go to her cousin and he tells Carrie that she has a genetic birth defect and that she actually needs to have hip surgery. And immediately I thought of the prequel with, what was it called? The Carrie Diaries. Because when Carrie was a teenager, I think her mom died in a car accident. I can't recall. But then I always wondered, like, what happened with the dad? And the sister. Carrie has a sister, y'all. That got on my damn nerves. I think her name was Dorit at that. Or Dorit. Ooh! Anyway, Carrie's gonna have to have surgery. So she gets back with the girls, Miranda and Charlotte. Anthony has joined them. It's his first lunch with them since Stanford has left. Rest in peace to Willie Garson. So he's bringing the jokes. And Miranda wants to order champagne. And Charlotte's like, girl, it's not even 12:30. So Charlotte's like, anyway, I have an Excel spreadsheet. We're going to take care of Carrie. She's going to be on crutches. You know, her post-op care is going to be like 6 to 8 weeks. So we all got to pitch in. And Carrie lets them know how much she appreciates it. Because she, at the end of the day, just doesn't want to go through this alone. So they're all team Carrie. And Anthony's like, girl, as long as I don't have to fill any bedpans, we're good to go. And Carrie's like, not a problem. Anthony tells her, you know, do you even own a pair of sneakers? Because you know you can't wear heels after this surgery. And Carrie's like, yeah, I have a pair of Toms that I ordered in 2007. And I'm like, yes, that was when Toms was thriving. Like 07 to 2010, everybody had a pair of Toms. I never did because I thought they were all ugly. But you know, to each his own. So next we see Charlotte at home on a Zoom call with the mommy group from school, including LT Dubs. And they are telling Charlotte, oh girl, you know, Rock was so great in the school play. Shout out to Rock. And Charlotte's like, girl, who's Rock? Who's Rock? And everybody's looking at Charlotte like, All of a sudden, the Zoom call just happens to freeze or malfunction. And LTW is like, y'all, thanks for the meeting. Charlotte, I'm going to call you when this is over. So LTW calls Charlotte and she's like, Charlotte, girl, Lily Rose is Rock. Rose changed her name at school and that's what Lily Rose is going by. So Charlotte's like, excusez-moi. She goes into the living room where Lily Rose and Harry and that ugly ass dog, Richard Burton, are sitting. And she's like, excuse me, Lily Rose, did you change your name to Rock and not tell us? And Rose is like, yeah, I did change my name, but I did tell y'all, you know, I posted it on my TikTok. And Charlotte's like, girl, you post 10 TikToks a day. So they watch the TikTok and Harry's like, girl, are you a rapper now? Like, I'm confused. And Rock is like, no, that is my new name. That's the name I want to go by. And that's who I feel like. So Charlotte's trying to be understanding. Harry's very confused. And they're just like, so you announced this at school. People have been calling you by that name. Are your teachers calling you that? And Rock is like, yeah, that's what they call me. So they're like, oh no, we need to talk to the school because the fact that they didn't even tell us, we need to have a discussion. Next, we see Miranda at home opening up her Amazon packages. And that damn Louisa comes down the stairs. Girl, where are your parents? Louisa comes down and Miranda's like, yeah, here's that strawberry flavored lube that y'all ordered. And I'm just like, why are we doing this? There has to be a reason why Brady's girlfriend is just here. Why? But Miranda's opening up packages and she gets this book called Quit Like a Woman. This book was actually on my Goodreads list 2 years ago and I wanted to read it. It's about how to quit drinking. Not that I think I'm an alcoholic. I just really wanted to read about the psychology of why women drink. So I thought that was an interesting premise. But Miranda opens it and she's all scared. And she's like, oh, when Louisa notices, she's just like, oh, this must have been sent by mistake. So next we see Carrie checking in for her hip procedure. She's with Miranda, and Miranda's like, girl, let me tell you about Charlotte's ass. Because Charlotte went and ordered this book called Quit Like a Woman because she thinks I'm an alcoholic. And Carrie's not agreeing or disagreeing. She's just listening. She's being a passive listener. And they're talking about, what does it mean to quit like a woman? Do you get do a curtsy to the cocktail? But Miranda's like, Charlotte didn't even have the balls to admit to me that, you know, she ordered the book. She didn't even tell me she ordered the book. And I was like, you know, now that Miranda said that, you know, it's not like Charlotte to just send something. She would at least send a little note. And Miranda actually says that, like, she didn't even send a gift card or anything like that. Like, you saw the face she was making when I wanted to order champagne the other day. And Carrie's like, yeah, you know, it's just Charlotte being Charlotte. So Miranda leaves to go get a snack. And Carrie goes in her book bag. And I was like, oh, is Carrie going to find the mini bottles? But no, she just pulls out a blanket and is trying to relax before she has this hip procedure. Next, it's after Carrie's surgery. She's in bed resting. Charlotte and Miranda are right there by her side. Charlotte's trying to ask Miranda if she ever felt like she wasn't a girl because she's trying to navigate what's going on with Rockin' Rose. I think I'm gonna call her that, from Rockin' Rose girl instead of Lily Rose. Carrie wakes up. She's kind of spacey after her procedure because she's on painkillers and she has to pee. So Charlotte like helps her go to the bathroom, and Miranda gets a call from Shay. Shay is downstairs and brought Carrie some food. Ooh, excuse me. It must be a preview of the fucked up shit that's about to happen in this episode. Shay has brought in Carrie some food. So Carrie's like, girl, I'm not really in the mood for company. Miranda, please, you know, politely tell Shay that I decline. Kind of just get Shay out of here because I'm not trying to see her. I'm sorry, see them right now, and I'm on this toilet peeing. So Miranda's happy to go visit Shay. Girl, they go and have like lunch downstairs in the hospital, like, what do you call it, lunchroom, the hospital restaurant. Let me tell y'all something, okay, my Charleston peeps, y'all know that Roper lunchroom, that Roper restaurant, the Roper cafeteria, honey, downtown Charleston, 29401, y'all know what's up. So they're talking, and Shay tells this hilarious story about how when Shay was younger and had like a GI like problem, the doctor was trying to tell her family what was going on, and her dad thought that the diagnosis meant that Shay was a lesbian. I hope we get to see Shay's family because the stories that Shay tells are hilarious. So Shay explains that when Shay was Cheryl, you know, Cheryl used to hold a lot of things in, but now Shay is very outspoken and Shay likes to let it all out. And of course, Miranda is mesmerized. Miranda's like, yeah, I used to feel trapped too, but at my law firm. Miranda, stop the shenanigans. You used to feel trapped in your marriage, but we ain't clocking that tea yet. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to put a pin on it because Miranda is motherfucking out of line this episode. So Carrie is back home from the hospital. Anthony has given her a ride home. Charlotte is with her and she is high as a kite. Carrie is doing her podcast via Zoom with Shay, and I'm still gonna go with his name being Joe, the other host. And she's telling them this hilarious story about how Samantha had to dig her diaphragm out because it was stuck. And I remember that episode. And Samantha was a real one. She was just like, it's been stuck for how many days? All right, let's just go in there and get it out. I miss Samantha, but Shay and Joe are just like, they're eating the story up, and they're just like, Carrie, you need to be on drugs all the time when you're on this podcast. It'll help you open up a lot more. So the show ends, and Charlotte's like, you know what, Carrie, you don't know Tina Shay, but I think you need to call Samantha and let her know that you told the entire world on your podcast that she helped you dig out your diaphragm because you said her name, you referenced her by name. And Carrie's like, you really think Samantha would care about that? Like, she's in London living her best life. And I agree. I'm like, girl, Samantha, even though she's in PR, Samantha would not give a damn. But you know, they have to keep mentioning Samantha, so I'll roll with this storyline. So Carrie's like, yeah, girl, okay. Next we see a scene with Harry and Charlotte. They're at Rockin' Rose's school, okay. And they're like, you know, how was Rose able to change her name and y'all not tell us? And the teachers are like, well, we really didn't know that y'all didn't know that Rose changed her name to Rock. I'm sorry, we apologize, but you know what? When it comes to the kids, whether they are transgender, cisgender, gay, straight, non-binary, we take our cues from the children. So we took our cue and we're going to treat it as such. So Shaw's like, yeah, we're not hesitant about that. It's just we don't know how to handle this. And Harry seems a little hesitant, but it's very normal, I feel like, this portrayal, because Harry's like, so what? Like, Harry feels like it's kind of a phase because Rose is very eccentric. He's like, she'd eat ice cream every day if we let her do what she wanted to do. But like the teachers say, they take their cues from the children. And Charlotte and Harry just end up leaving, and they're just like, I guess we're in this together. We're just going to have to navigate and learn at the same time, you know, how to deal with Rock and Rose. And when I first watched this, I was like, what is the big deal? Like, why do we have to have this meeting with the school? But watching it again, I understand why they did it. And it was just kind of refreshing to see this being talked about on television, because I already told y'all, I think the next generation, Z and underneath, they all gonna be different, child. I mean, there will be no more straight or gay. Like, it's not gonna be black and white anymore, figuratively speaking. Of course people are gonna wear the melting pot, child. But it's refreshing to see that Harry just was like, oh no, I don't want to do this. I think it is kind of helpful to parents who are in the age range of the characters of Miranda and Harry to, you know, well, how do I navigate with my kid, you know, who's just turning 12. They're starting to talk about this. I like that aspect. And I know this continuation gets so much shit for, it's too woke. Well, guess what, y'all? This shit is happening in real life. They're just not pulling this theory or this plot point out of thin air. This is how some children feel. And sorry if y'all don't want to watch it or y'all don't want to agree with it. It's happening. So shut the hell up with the woke, please. Stop it. Stop it. Let's get to the next scene. So Carrie's at home asleep. Miranda is watching her on Carrie duty. Carrie's on her opioid nap. And the door buzzes. It is Shay. And Miranda's like, oh, come on up. And Miranda's trying to fix her hair and fix her appearance. And Shay pops up like, oh, you know, because Carrie was so funny on the episode today, I brought her a professional mic and I brought her a bottle of tequila. And Miranda's like, Carrie's asleep, but you know, I'll take shots with you. And I'm like, Miranda, see, and Shay, you ain't slick either, bitch. Like, you knew. I had a feeling Shay premeditated this, like, visit, knowing or hoping to run into Miranda. So Shay, you ain't slick. But anyway, Shay and Miranda start doing shots in the kitchen, and Shay's like, you know, I got some weed too. And Miranda's like, yeah, I remember, because the last time, you know, you gave me that shotgun to the mouth, honey. So Shay's like, all right, let's do another one. So Shay goes to shotgun into Miranda's mouth and ends up kissing Miranda. And I'm like, ooh, baby, they just living it up while Carrie is in a damn coma in the next room. So all of a sudden, Shay's like, oh, Miranda, let me touch you. And baby Shay starts rubbing on Miranda's pocketbook, honey. I mean, those fingers got to work. The fingers understood the assignment. And Miranda is having the most over-exaggerated orgasm I have ever seen her had. Like, I'm not even going to try to mimic Miranda's orgasm. Baby, she was hollering like a hoe in church on Sunday, okay? So Shay puts their hand over Miranda's mouth, and Carrie starts to wake up, and Carrie's like, Miranda? Miranda? Carrie wakes up and sees through the reflection in her mirror that Shay and Miranda are, you know, doing the finger work, and all of a sudden Carrie has to pee. So Carrie just got out of hip surgery, so Carrie is struggling, like, oh shit, I'm about to pee myself. So Carrie tries to get out of the bed. It's a no-go. Meanwhile, Miranda and Shay still getting it in the kitchen, honey. So Carrie sees the Snapple bottle next on her nightstand, so she's just like, damn, fuck it, I gotta do what the hell I gotta do. So Carrie tries to angle the Snapple bottle, which she does very successfully, and pees into it. But while she tries to hop back up on the bed, the Snapple bottle full of pee spills all over her bed. And you know what, Carrie, you a better bitch than me, because at that point I would have screamed bloody
fucking murdered. Meanwhile, Miranda and Shay, they're done, and Shay kisses her and hits her with the, oh, I gotta go. Not the fucking hit it and quit it. So Shay has a comedy show and busts it on out of there, and Miranda is just in awe about what just happened. So she goes to the bathroom to pee, and Carrie's just sitting up in the bed like, maybe close the goddamn door. And Miranda's like, oh, sorry, girl. So Miranda didn't realize that Carrie was awake, and Carrie's like, girl, my bed sheets are soaked with my piss, bitch. What the fuck is going on? Miranda's all scatterbrained, and Carrie is not having any of it. She's like, my apartment smells like weed. Y'all been in there drinking, and you fucked my boss in my kitchen, Miranda. What the fuck is going on? You know, maybe Charlotte was right. Maybe you do have a drinking problem. And Carrie's whole point for going off is that her main thing going into wanting to have the surgery is that she did not want to be alone. And Miranda was not there for her when she needed her, even though she was 5 feet away in the kitchen getting her pocketbook rubbed and massaged, girl. Miranda finally just breaks down, and she's like, girl, I'm unhappy. I feel trapped. I hate my marriage, and I hate my life. And Carrie's like, since when? And Miranda's like, oh, I don't know. Since forever. And for me, shout out to Ashley, for me, I feel like deep down as a character, I felt like Miranda really was never happy with Steve. She just accepted it because, you know, she got pregnant with Brady, and, you know, she kind of got forced into having this insta-family, insta-marriage. And I know that people change, and the series tried to convince me of that. So I was just like, nah, I'm not having it. I always thought that, especially after the movie when Steve cheated and she wanted to be married. I was like, girl, you getting what you wanted because you never wanted him in the first place. But the fans, baby, the fans weren't having it when Miranda said this, okay? They were like, that is a horrible rewrite. Miranda would never say that. People were bringing up screenshots of talking about how Miranda was so happy when she was on her honeymoon with Steve. And I'm like, it bears no difference to me because I always thought this. But y'all, the fans weren't having it, shit, okay? Miranda says she just feels like this isn't enough. And Carrie's like, okay, what about the drinking though? Because sis, you've been drinking a little too heavily. And Miranda's like, baby, we were all drinking in the panorama, okay? I just, you know, didn't stop. And I'm like, hold on. Yes, I did have my bottle of wine a week when quarantine first started, but I knew how to pace myself, okay, bitch? Wine and all the food I was eating sitting at home, it wasn't gonna be a mix. Don't start this wee shit, Miranda. Miranda says that when it comes to the drinking, she can quit that, but she don't want to quit Shay because the feeling she gets and that orgasm she just had, that felt good, and she needed that shit. Now, my two cents. All right, I saw people online. Oh, Carrie's a big Scotty Beam. You know, you were saying Carrie's a big baby. Oh, she's whiny. Excuse me. I just had hip surgery. My husband just dropped dead in the shower, what, 2 or 3 months ago. I have hip surgery. I'm going to be alone for the first time. Your main job, you had one job, Miranda, and that was to watch me as I take these damn opioids. You couldn't even do that, bitch. You fucking get high, take shots in my kitchen with my boss, and cheat on your husband with my boss in my home. Miranda lucky that Carrie not black, because I would have flung her ass out that goddamn window. Like, Miranda was motherfucking out of line. I don't care how y'all cut it. I don't care that it's a midlife crisis. I'm putting my foot down. No. Carrie was right and Miranda was wrong. Miranda, you living foul, sis. Okay? And after that big deal, you was ready to end your whole marriage when Steve cheated on you. And, oh, if we don't meet at this bridge, oh, how could you? Miranda, when Steve cheated on you, you told Big the night before his wedding that he was crazy to want to get married to Carrie. Girl, Miranda, you were out of line. You were out of motherfucking line. I don't want to hear anything else about it. Miranda was out of line. Period. Point. End the blank. Next, we see Carrie getting in contact with Samantha via text message. Carrie sends a message that says, hi, long story short, I wanted to let you know I mentioned that you pulled up my diaphragm on a podcast. Samantha texts back instantly, and she's like, one of my finest hours. And I'm like, aw, man, I miss Samantha. That was such a Kim Cattrall response. So Carrie said, I hope that's okay. Samantha says, of course. I love that your vagina is getting airtime. Samantha wasn't even on screen, bitch. And Samantha is just effortlessly Samantha. So I just love that text exchange. Carrie texts Samantha, I miss you. Samantha starts to type back and then disappears, doesn't send a response. And I'm like, yep. It's so much to say that it can't be, you know, said in a text. It can't be talked in over the phone. The people need Samantha Jones here in person. Period. So Miranda is at home. She's making a classic Negroni. And she's listening to Shay's podcast. Now, Miranda, at the beginning of the series, you wouldn't even listen to the podcast. But now that Shay done finessed her fingers, I'm sorry, now that Shay has finessed their fingers, Miranda sprung. So she's listening to the podcast and on her iPad and making the drink and getting the drink recipe from the iPad. And an Amazon email pops up like, oh, how did you enjoy your purchase of Quit Like a Woman? So Miranda is shocked at the fact that she actually did order the book and that it wasn't Charlotte. And I'm like, damn, I wasn't really expecting that twist. I like that twist. So Miranda's like, oh Lord, I got a problem. What else did I drunk order? So she pours her liquor, all her alcohol down the drain. And Miranda is finally acknowledging that she has a drinking problem. Next, we see Carrie and Charlotte at the chiropractor's office just for a follow-up. And the chiropractor who's going to be helping Carrie, he is fine as hell. I'm like, You know, Carrie, I know your clit jumped a little bit. Like, Big's been dead, but girl, it's time to move on. So after her appointment, she wants to book that chiropractor. And the girl's like, oh, your insurance actually doesn't cover him. We got another guy for you. And Carrie's like, bitch, I'll pay out of pocket. I'll pay the fuck out of pocket because, you know, the way he worked my body, I know I'm gonna be back in heels. I forgot to mention that while Carrie and Charlotte were waiting, Charlotte was just like, you know, I'm trying to get my bearings with this whole rock thing. Like, I don't want to tune her out. I want to take this seriously. So Harry and I are just going to take it day by day. But Charlotte breaks down. She's just like, I know she wants to be called rock, but when I see her, I still see my little girl. So Carrie tries to reassure her, like, you know, Charlotte, rock is lucky to have y'all both as parents. And I know you guys are going to do the right thing regardless. Charlotte did say that, I liked what she said when she said that she and Harry, they're just going to listen and take Rock's lead. And that's all you can do as a parent. Just shut the fuck up and take the lead. Even if it sounds crazy, even if it sounds out of character, if my parents had just shut up and not try to tell me that things weren't going to work out, not saying they weren't right or wrong, but goddamn, parents who are trying to raise children today, just let your children do what they feel is right, okay? Enact some boundaries, but stop being motherfucking dream killers, okay? And that's on period. Anyway, the episode ends with Carrie saying, and just like that, 3 months later, she was back in heels. So her hip is healed and she got the heels back on, honey. I loved this episode. Miranda chose chaos. Actually, Che chose chaos. Try saying that 3 times fast. Che chose chaos. And I was here for it and the uproar that it caused. Hey guys, it's Kiki and I'm here to review episode 6 of And Just Like That, entitled Diwali. Alright, let's get into it. We start the episode off with Carrie, Seema, Antha, and Anthony. Carrie is looking at an apartment that is so white and so bright, and Anthony is like, girl, this apartment is not for you. I don't even know why you're trying to move again. And I'm with Anthony. Carrie, stay where you are. All this buying apartments and, girl, stay in that brownstone and call it a day until you meet your next rich husband. Seema's on the terrace talking to her dad, and he's reminding her that they have a Diwali, like, dinner coming up, and asking her about her dating life. So we get to see a little bit of her backstory, and basically that, you know, her mom is just trying to matchmake her and wants her to settle down with a man, and that, you know, that's just not happening for her. So she's trying to tell her dad to let her mom know to back off, but he's distracted watching a Knicks game. Ooh, you Knicks fans, y'all are loyal. Y'all gonna stick beside him. Anyway, Anthony says that, you know, he may need to find a new apartment because he feels weird having sex with men in his place that he used to share with Stanford. And Carrie's like, why did you feel comfortable sharing that with me? And he's like, oh, you gonna hear about it, sis, because I'm rebounding and I'm gonna talk about it all the time. Right, so in the storyline, Stanford left to go manage his clients. So, you know, and Anthony was a hoe before he married Stanford. So I'm loving that Anthony and Carrie are friendlier now, and they make sense as friends. I mean, because Samantha isn't here. So yes, I'm gonna mention Samantha every episode, y'all. Sorry. Carrie's having dinner with Charlotte and Miranda, and she's telling them about the new place that she looked at, and they're like, oh, it's probably not for you, it's too modern, it's not downtown. And Carrie's like, I wish I would have talked to y'all before I signed the papers because I bought the apartment. So Miranda's like, girl, why do you feel the need to move? And Carrie's just like, well, you know, I lived in that brownstone apartment. I moved in there when I was 29. You know, I'm back in there again. It's unhealthy. I need to move on. You know, Big's gone. It's time for me to start getting on with my life. I agree. Charlotte's at home with Lily Rose. I'm still confused why Lily Rock and Rose are sharing that same bedroom. Like, I know there's one more bedroom in that penthouse, but Charlotte's getting annoyed because, you know, Rock is eating in bed, and she's talking about how she doesn't like the wallpaper anymore, and like it's too little, you know, little girlish in the room. And Lily comes in with the alley open. She's like, yeah, them dolls you got over there, that's cultural appropriation. Like, we need to change the room up. And Charlotte's having a hard time because we know Charlotte don't like change, but she's realizing that her children are growing up, and that, you know, things can't really stay the same. Nip that in the bud, okay? Miranda and her professor Naya, they are meeting up for coffee and talking in the park. Naya wants her to join on some, like, it's kind of like building homes for humanities, but she gets a call on her phone and it's her husband reminding her that they have a double date with another couple. And Naya just expresses to Miranda that she really doesn't want to go because the other couple, the woman, the wife of the couple, whose name is Myrtle, because she was conceived in Myrtle Beach. As a born and raised South Carolinian, I've never seen it from Myrtle Beach. I'm going to just leave that there. But the girl, the wife is just all about children. And Naya told her husband that she wants to back off on baby making after the, you know, the second IVF failure. And she just feels like with this couple and this wife, they're constantly going to bring up babies. Oh, Lord, as I get older, Naya, I feel you. As I get older, I kind of dread having to have those couple dinners where primarily I feel like I'm always going to be single, or especially, you know, having friends with kids and all they do is talk about their kids. Luckily, I don't have that problem yet. My friends are very self-aware that I don't care to hear about married life because that shit's kind of boring to me. Or I don't care to hear about, you know, what little Tot Tot did in his pamper today. So my friends are aware that that's not my type of conversation, period. But I just feel like it's going to happen as I get older on the Naya aspect and on the Seema aspect of, why aren't you married? Why are you so single? Why aren't you not looking forward to that? So she expresses her disdain for that. And next we see a scene of Seema and Carrie. They're at a boutique looking for saris. And Seema's just like, oh, I don't want to do this because my parents, they all about, you know, wanting me to find a man, child. And Carrie's like, well, why don't I just go with you? You know, Carrie kind of invites herself. I'm really liking her friendship with Seema. It seems organic and it's not forced. Like, I feel like they would be friends in real life. So Seema's like, yeah, come along. We're going to get you a sari today. And Carrie's like, isn't that cultural appropriation? And Seema's like, no, you're attending a traditional Indian event. So, you know, it's customary that you wear it. It's not cultural appropriation. It's cultural appreciation. All right. I'm going to write that down. Cultural appreciation. And Carrie's like, good, because I already saw a sari that I wanted to wear. Next we see Carrie and Charlotte visit Carrie's storage unit where her stuff from her apartment with Big is all packed up. She wants to grab a few items to take to her new place, which I will now dub the white apartment. So they're going through stuff. She finds a hat. She finds a lamp from, I think, 1980. Carrie, I think you're a hoarder, sis. And then she opens a box that is full of Big's old records and she starts to break down. And she was like, damn, I was so close to being happy today. I was so close to having a good day today. So Charlotte's like, all right, what do you need? And Carrie's like, I'm gonna be all right. I thought I was ready for this and I'm not. So another reminder that Big isn't here. And it doesn't even really hit me because I guess with all that's going on with the actor, I could give a less of a fuck that Big is dead. Good fucking riddance, Big. Carrie's at her new place with this ridiculous ass hat on. Carrie. And she hears this like beeping noise. So she checks the oven. She checks the dishwasher. She calls Anthony and she's like, yo, I just keep hearing this beeping. And he's like, check the dishwasher. It's always the dishwasher. The beeping doesn't stop and Carrie has to call someone to come check. Next, we see a scene with Naya and her husband. They're double dating with the fertile couple, Fertile Myrtle. And every time the wife, Myrtle, starts to talk, Naya cuts her off because she keeps circling back to kids. And Naya's husband like, hey, man, slow down. You keep cutting her off. And she's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, okay. So she really didn't mind. Fertile Myrtle is actually very nice and very sweet. So they start to put in their drink orders and Fertile Myrtle is like, oh, I'm not drinking. And Naya's like, why, girl, is you pregnant? And they're like, yay, we're pregnant again. And her husband's like, damn, three babies. Y'all need to slow down. And Myrtle's husband is like, oh, y'all need to catch up. And I'm like, see, this nigga. So Myrtle is like, babe, you probably shouldn't say that. And he's like, oh, y'all, my bad. And Myrtle's like, you know, how's it going? And they're like, you know, we're, you know, still trying to, you know, we're fine. The process is still ongoing. You know, not really the answer, the non-answer to the question. And I'm thinking we're going to end on that note. But no, 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 no. What does Myrtle's husband say? He says, a couple like y'all, y'all got to have kids. Really, bitch? Really? So you're just choosing to be an insensitive asshole. Like, he was fixing to eat my nerves up, but I'm glad they cut the scene because I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, they just literally said that it's, or they at least implied that it's a subject that they do not want to broach. It's a sensitive topic. And I wish Fertile Myrtle kicked his ass underneath that table. Like, that's just so fucking insensitive and so fucking rude. Harry's back at the white apartment eating dinner and the beeping is still here. I'm just like, what the fuck is beeping? So she calls maintenance and they're like, listen, girl, we can't come till the morning. So she's like, oh, the morning? No, that's okay. I guess I'll wait till the morning. Girl, you better than me. You better than, we've all had that fire detector that goes off for so long that, you know, psychologically, you don't even hear it anymore. Next, we see Miranda in bed. She is with her vibrator. I don't know where Steve is, but she's in bed dreaming about Shay, or using Shay as inspiration for her next orgasm. And Brady comes to the door. He's like, hey, mom, I'm about to go out. And she's like, okay. Like, Miranda, you couldn't stop for 2 seconds. I mean, I get it. I get it. When you close, nothing's going to break your concentration. But sis, all right, Brady is like, I don't know what's going on the other side of that door. I'm gonna go with Talisa or Tallulah or whatever that little girl. I'm gonna go see her. And I'm just like, finally, she's not already in the house. But Miranda reaches the peak of said orgasm and is kind of disappointed that she had to, you know, resort to that to get an ending to her achievement. This scene is a Samantha scene. This is not a Miranda scene. I'm just like, I don't know, you guys. Kim Cattrall is such a comedic genius in the timing of it. I just feel like they're trying to do Samantha things with characters that aren't Samantha. And yes, Miranda has had funny, awkward interactions, but this was a Samantha thing. I'm going to just say it. Next, we see Naya and her hubby, honey. I guess sex is on the menu tonight. Naya just, she got the Megan Thee Stallionese, okay? I was like, ooh, not the black people getting to have sex on the show. Ooh. Naya riding her husband, honey, and they come to their arrival. And she's like, if that didn't put a baby in me, I'm not even trying to do the other things. And her husband is quiet. And she's like, oh, gosh, did I say something weird? Or are you trying to think about how to respond? And he's like, girl, I'm quiet because you just rode me to death and I just came. Like, can I have a minute? But he was like, now I'm wondering what the correct response is. And he basically just reassures her that whatever she decides, how they're going to move forward, he's got her back. He's going to hold her down and he's down for the count or whatever happens. And I'm like, aw, supportive black husband on Sex and the City. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. No toxic masculinity tropes on this show. But yeah, I wasn't expecting to see them have sex. I was like, okay, y'all got some good chemistry. I'd like to see more.
So it's the next morning and Carrie wakes up and the beeping is still going on. She hasn't been able to sleep all night. Girl, I would have been done moved. Like, Carrie, again, why are you here? She accompanies Anthony to a facelift, like, consultation with the doctor. And the doctor sits down in front of Carrie. And he's like, okay, so what are you looking to do? And she's like, excuse me. I am here as support. But this whole scene was very weird and very just long and drawn out. So the doctor, you know, apologizes to Carrie. He gives Anthony like a quick consultation saying that he doesn't really need a facelift, but Carrie starts to think like, oh, do I need one? So she scans her face with this machine and he's showing her what her face would look like if she started like getting some procedures done. This nigga said a couple surgeries, a lower facelift, and they dead ass put like Carrie's promo picture from like probably season 2 or 3. Because I remember, I'm like, her face is not going to look like this. Now, I understand why this is a plot point, because the ladies have come back to the show. They have aged. Even as the show is airing, people were saying that Krista Davis, you know, commenting on her looks. We know that Sarah Jessica Parker has aged tremendously since the show first premiered. And y'all know, people who lack melanin, y'all just age a little faster than, you know, black don't crack. No offense to my melaninless people, okay? I love y'all. I love all y'all. I love all God's children. But the proof is in the pudding and it's in your skin, in your wrinkles. So now Carrie is considering getting a facelift. I'm just like, again, y'all are gonna hate me. Roll your eyes. Take your shots. This is a Samantha storyline. Wasn't Samantha really like youth obsessed and always trying out the newest procedures and stuff like that, and you know, dyeing her hair down there? Sure was. This is a Samantha storyline. Next we see Carrie in the park having a nice charcuterie board and lunch with the girls, and she's telling them about the facelift consultation and how she's considering it. And Miranda's like, see, that doctor is an asshole. Why are men allowed to, you know, age gracefully, but for women, it's a crime? And Charlotte's like, well, you know, you had a little bit of problem with me saying that you needed to dye your hair. Miranda's like, it's not about that. It's just that society tells us that we always need to change. Like, why can't we just change in peace? So the girls are drinking non-alcoholic champagne. So we see that Miranda is at least making an effort to not drink alcohol. Kudos to her. Charlotte tells Miranda that she's very proud of her because she's cut back on her drinking. And Miranda's like, I don't know if cutting back on alcohol is a reaction because, or if it's permanent, because now I have replaced alcohol with chronic masturbation. Miranda's telling them how she just masturbates all the time and she thinks it's because she has an obsessive personality. And Carrie's like, girl, I can't help you because I ain't had sex in a while. Miranda starts to tell them about the fantasies she's had about Shay, and Charlotte, who doesn't know about the, you know, the kitchen incident, she's like, yeah, I've definitely had sex dreams about Shay. Like, Shay is sexy. Shay is interesting. So this cues Miranda up to share a little bit more with the group, namely Charlotte. So Miranda tells Charlotte, well, it's not that I'm obsessing about Shay. I'm more or less having a replay. And Carrie's just like, oh Lord, here we go. So Miranda tries to gauge Charlotte as in, oh, what I'm about to tell you is major, so I don't want you to have a major reaction. Bitch, please. Like, and normally I'm all for them trying to police Charlotte because Charlotte be doing too much. But how can you, you are about to lay some major news on your friend and you gonna tell them don't have a big reaction. Don't have a big reaction to you cheating on your husband with someone of the same sex as you. Like, girl, you tried it, Miranda. You are once again out of order. So Miranda divulges that she and Shay had sex in Carrie's kitchen. And Charlotte, of course, and very warranted, has a big reaction. And Miranda gets upset. See, I told you not to have a big reaction. Charlotte's like, excuse me. You are married. You are seemingly straight. Now you're having non-binary sex. Carrie, are you okay with this? And Carrie's like, I don't know how I feel about this. So Miranda gets mad at Carrie. And Carrie's like, listen, like, girl, you did this in my kitchen with my boss. I'm entitled to feel some type of way. So Charlotte starts ranting and raving. And Miranda's like, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to focus group this. And Charlotte stands up for herself. She's like, listen, I'm allowed to have this reaction. You brought it up. First of all, you're married. It's an affair. You have been straight your entire life, and now you're having sex with someone who identifies as non-binary. Plus, we talk about everything, so don't try to police what we can and cannot talk about and the reactions we can have. But Miranda is obviously on the defense, and she's just like, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Like, I don't know. Shay just makes me feel alive. And Charlotte clears the fucking room. Okay, Charlotte says, a finger made you feel alive? Boy, Charlotte cleared, period, point in the blank. Charlotte said, Miranda, I'm sorry, but you are not progressive enough for this. Baby, Charlotte said, if we're going to tell the truth, let's tell the whole truth. So Miranda gets upset and she starts to storm off. And Carrie's like, don't run off. Like, this isn't that big of an issue. Like, Big died. Like, there are bigger, you know, people are dying, Kim. So Miranda gets upset. She goes to leave. And Carrie's like, listen, not only did Big die, but Samantha's gone. Like, let's just, you know, people are leaving. Let's just try to stay together. So Charlotte apologizes and she's just like, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from and what you're going through. But it's not just you, Miranda. Like, everything's changing. And she's referencing Lily Rose and Rock and how they want to change the room. And she's just like, why can't people just stay the way that they are? Like, why do people have to change? Carrie brought up a good point. She said, you know, some of us don't have the luxury of not changing. And I was just like, yes, thank you. The point of it all, change is terrible. It can be awful, but to not have to change, to not have to adapt, to not have to focus on what's going on around you, that is a freaking privilege. And I really like that dialogue. I like the scene. They squash the beef and Miranda comes back and sits down with Charlotte. I'm still not used to it just being the three of them. And they sit down and they continue to have their picnic. Next, we see Carrie getting ready for Diwali with Seema. Seema has her driver and Seema's already got that cig lit up in the back seat, honey. She's like, let's go, let's get this over with. So we see Seema at the family Diwali and her parents are talking with Carrie and they're just like, so where's Dennis? And Carrie's like, who? And they're like, Dennis, you know, Seema don't never bring him around. We think she's trying to hide him from us. Is he fat? And Carrie kind of catches on that Seema has been lying to them about dating this supposed Dennis guy. Carrie plays along when Seema joins them and she's just like, you know what, Seema, I have to tell you that I don't think Dennis is good enough for you. So she has Seema's back, and on the way home, Carrie asks Seema, you know, are you really happy with being single or is it just a front? And Seema's like, pretty much point blank, you know, sometimes I am happy. Sometimes I think it's wishful thinking, but for where I am right now, it's just the way it has to be. He takes this opportunity to tell Seema that she hates the new apartment. And Seema's like, okay, girl, then we'll just sell it. And I'm just like, and just like that, really? You can just buy this apartment and then sell it? Carrie's like, really? She's like, yeah, girl, it's no problem. So she gives Carrie a cigarette and they share a cigarette in the back seat. And I'm just like, aww. But she also, Seema also gives Carrie like a bracelet that is a symbol of just being alive and taking care of yourself. Bad, y'all, it's not a bracelet. It's a red string and it's just a reminder for inner strength. Y'all remember when Madonna, what was that thing that Madonna was on with the red string? Was it Kabbalah? And all the celebrities now were in the yoga and the red string. Oh, y'all, fads just come and go, but this is not a fad. This is actually a religious, you know, meaning. So shout out to Seema and the diversity that she is bringing. Okay, we all need to garner up some of that inner strength. Carrie is back home and she's looking at the red string and she's in her bathroom and she kind of finds her own version of strength, and that is her iconic gold-plated Carrie name necklace. I'm like, oh. So she goes and starts to play one of Big's records, and she says, and just like that, she remembered how good the last 15 years of her life have been. So we get a little musical montage of change happening. Charlotte, Lily Rose in rock and roll. Lily Rose rock and roll. She's done cut her hair. She's hanging up a poster. And Charlotte is kind of accepting that things have changing. Things have changed. Miranda is at home doing laundry, you know, folding drawers and shit. And she goes to Shay's Instagram and sends Shay a DM like, "Hi, it's Rambo. Do you want to hang out or do you want to," I don't know. She couldn't have said grab a drink, but "do you want to hang out sometime?" And she hesitates on sending it. And she actually presses in. So she's sliding into Shay's DM. It's a little late since Shay already slid in there, girl, but okay. And we see Carrie walk downstairs out of her brownstone. She's wearing this dress that is very reminiscent in this tuxedo jacket. And I believe it's Big's tuxedo jacket. And I think now that I'm watching it, yeah, they're paying homage to when I think it was the night of her birthday or it was New Year's Eve and Big pulled up in his limo and he gave her his jacket because the dress looks similar to the original one she wore. And I forgot to also say that from the storage, she did take his box of suits. So she has been slowly putting his clothes in her closet. I think just one or two suit jackets. But yeah, she walks out outside of the door to her brownstone and it's like a light shining. So I guess we are assuming that she's walking into this next chapter of her life and that she's also going to repurpose his wardrobe and wear it for herself. And that's where the episode ended. I liked this episode. It felt nice and normal and not high drama or high intensity like Shay and Miranda left me feeling last week. Like we're getting into a comfortable lull. And this is episode 6, and I think there's only 8 episodes in the series. So I think we only got 2 more to go. I think, don't quote me. But thank you guys for listening. I could be found on Twitter and Instagram at KDASHDIOR. And if you guys are bookworms or you guys need some book recommendations, my book Instagram is at Brown Sugar Bookworm. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you for the next 2 episodes. Bye.